Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the 32nd week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the Spirit that's guided by wisdom. In the Old Testament, wisdom is a name for the Holy Spirit. Today's reading from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 7, verses 22b, and chapter 8, verse 1, lists the qualities of a soul that's guided by wisdom, meaning guided by the Holy Spirit of God. Find this scripture in your Bible and bookmark the page. This is a good checklist to use while waiting in line for confession or facing a difficult decision. Or when you feel insecure or inadequate, use this list to discover who you really are, according to God, and how He designed you to be. Are you uncertain about the Lord's calling for a vocation or career path? Use this list to examine how well you're using the gifts that He has given you. And by the way, if you need assurance that God is not just a He, but has a feminine side, notice that wisdom is called a she. How very wise to view wisdom this way. Women are usually more intuitive than men. What makes wisdom different from knowledge? Wisdom is the divine intuition that understands the right use of the facts that knowledge has provided. But let's get back to the main point. Read the description of the Spirit of Wisdom slowly. Because we are made in the image of God, this scripture is describing you and me when we let the Holy Spirit work through us. Now, read it again to see what you're really like. Look at the gifts of the Holy Spirit that you have access to. You received this Spirit of Wisdom during your baptism. Do not underestimate the wisdom that dwells within you. We don't fully experience this wise nature of ours because sin closes us off to it. When our relationship with the Holy Spirit is active and healthy and growing, we share in God's holiness. We have a spirit that is intelligent, so ignore the people who have called you stupid. Holy, you are part of the body of Christ. Unique, there is no one else who can do what you can do, the way you can do it. Manifold, you are multi-talented. Unhampered, nothing can stop you when you're doing God's will. Secure, you safely reside in God's love and faithfulness. Tranquil, you can have peace no matter what else is going on. All-powerful, all-seeing, God can help you deal with anything. Pervading all spirits, greater is the Spirit in you than all evil spirits combined. And meditate on the rest of the list. What on this list do you need more of from the Holy Spirit right now? Well, you already have it. Do something that activates it. Be who you really are.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.